Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A tragedy has happened. Okay. I can't even keep a straight face.
You get it, right? Do you get it?
What?
Does anyone want to explain the boy who cried wolf story to her?
No, this isn't.
No one has more perceived tragedy in their life than you. So when you come in and say a tragedy's happened, the rest of us are like, a broken nail?
No.
Perhaps.
Nails are doing good.
Great.
Okay. I was driving to work. It's so hard to talk about. And I...
By the way, I just want everybody, like, if you're keeping track... She just told me this the other day, and I can't believe it.
What?
You haven't cried on the show yet.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, how is that possible?
I've cried on the show since she's been here, have I not?
Maybe from laughter and joy, but...
That was before you got here.
I'm in a silly, goofy mood today, clearly.
No, but I mean...
I think you've cried, yeah. There's been Feel Good Friday stories. Or here's like, yeah. Like, I think we've all kind of...
Yeah, but not her. Not
I've
Ice Princess.
Misty-eyed, not Elsa. But... I do. I've got a bit of an ice heart.
A bit.
So you can imagine.
The tragedy that befell upon.
I was driving to work.
Okay.
And I reached over to my cup holder.
Oh, no. Oh. I was wondering why you have
that. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. There's no Stanley in the room.
There's no Stanley in the room. And I was like, I'm so parched.
Well, you broke? How do you break a Stanley?
Have you had? Oh.
No, I didn't break it. I just forgot it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Here I am. I was ready to ride for you and explain that Stanleys in cars are dangerous because they're so top heavy, they just fall out of the cup holder. It is.
But fall out of the cup holder into what?
A padded
the dark
seat?
Abyss of no. A black hole? Then it just falls
no,
and you
if
pick it up.
It falls
to the ground.
Or your legs and gets stuck under the gas pedal?
Well, Aaron.
Oh.
They're dangerous.
That is dangerous.
But here she is. She just forgot it.
Okay.
I forgot my water today, and I'm so thirsty. And if you know anything about me, there's probably four things. I'm getting married. I have a dog. I eat in the studio, and I drink a lot of water. What?
Sorry, the show's on hold for a second. Just do your thing. Hack, what is happening on the show?
I don't know. It is a little weird, though. She does have that giant thing.
It was off-putting when
usually,
I came in.
You have a mug?
Well, I went into the kitchen, and I had to fill a mug with water.
Hey, this is a show on hold moment.
I'm so sorry.
She's so desperate. She would go to the community.
So are we going to keep this going? Are we going to continue to talk about the tragedy that is she forgot something? Or are we going to try to zag out of this and make this entertaining?
I filled it up with lots of ice and lots of water.
This is between Hack and I?
No, but I need you to know. Okay. It was ready
I'm
to go.
I'm taking the show off of
hold. Stanley usually does cast kind of a shadow over me.
It is. It's a lot like the monolith in 2001 with all the apes like in their bones. Yeah. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't you guys all have something that if you forgot it coming to work, you'd be like,
hey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, because I don't forget it. Like, if it meant that much to me, I just wouldn't forget it.
Okay, well, sometimes you're, like, running around.
Like, what? Yeah.
I've forgotten my pen. Time or two. It's a nightmare. I always have a pen in my
it's
pocket.
It's a nightmare?
It's a tragedy, I believe.
Yes, was the yes, word that is used. The word.
Do you know how many writing utensils I have on me right now? Like in my backpack.
Yeah, but it's not the one. Like I've got this cup of water, but it's not the one.
I like when we do Children's Hospital Colorado, I bring pens for everybody. It's a tick that I have. Mm-hmm. I stop and buy pens. I have to buy brand new pens for everybody. It's a thing.
Just for that.
Because you just see you have a pen, you're like writing mints. Notes or whatever. Yeah. And now since Hack joined the show, I have to also
and
get
the pen in his pocket.
Flair. Because I'm a gel roller guy, Sharpie gel roller kind of guy, but he likes the felt tip.
Oh, you're a felt
this
tip.
This is a Slacker pen, yeah. I don't have to buy him anymore. Slacker supplies me with a pack.
Come on. I only give it to you once a year.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
That cannot last you a whole year.
It does.
You don't write enough then.
I don't really write that much. I just kind of jot notes.
But would you really waste radio airtime if you forgot your pen?
No, I wouldn't even bring it up on the air.
Right, exactly.
No, hold on. Every single person who has an emotional support water bottle is driving around screaming for me.
You know what? I think you actually might be right.
Yes. It's either like the water bottle or their like emotional support Diet Coke that they have every day. Like, our basic girls get it.
Yeah. You feel naked without it. I get it.
I feel so wrong.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm naked without.
Because even though I maybe drink 8 ounces of water a day, I have my water bottle. Just in case.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's always full. Because
what about, have you ever forgotten like your Apple Watch or something? That would be.
No. Or your bracelets?
No, I never take them off.
You shower in them?
Yes. Mm. You're telling me you think.
You got to shower with the Stanley.
I think it's time.
To shower with a Stanley or to shower hydrated. With my bracelets?
No.
What is happening?
Shower with the Stanley. Then I can stay hydrated. I'm so thirsty.
I'm going out on a limb here. And I'm saying that boys don't have this. We don't have it. Like you're saying the pen, but you would be okay.
And I don't forget it. I just can't.
You wouldn't.
Sometimes I like leave it in the other room, but I don't.
But like the second you sit down in your car, you don't feel the pressure of your pen. And you're like, like I set my phone on a charger in my car the second I get in there. My phone is my only emotional support thing.
But that's different because you need your phone to start your car.
I could start it with the other thing.
Do you keep the other thing on you?
Yeah, I have to.
Why are we talking about the other thing as if it's like inappropriate?
Well, no, it's just like a credit card. It's not a key.
Weird.
The Teslas start with like, I don't have it. There's no key. There's no place to put a key. All right. So, okay.
Sounds like a do we metaphor just, for your life.
She's drinking out of a Stein mug from the.
It's plastic.
You don't feel bad for her?
I don't feel bad for her. Do you want to go home?
My best friend and I did discuss that maybe I shouldn't work today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.